Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe coming up at 10 with Tom E. Curran, I believe, today. And this is Nate. Nate, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
What's up?
Nothing much. Hey, let's get back to Curtis and Wiggy about Bill Belichick. And Curtis, tell me if I'm wrong or speak up if I'm saying something wrong here about Belichick and the hate you have for him. Mm-hmm. Let's go back. It's a long list. So even you guys just talked about receivers, right? So this man with the trust he didn't have, for one, with a scout that wanted Deebo Samuel and DK Metcalf that came in for visits, but he ended up picking N'Keal Harry. Okay, that's number one. Then you got Butler, right? So he pulled Butler. You got that. What else? He always says, do your job. Is he doing his job now? No, he brings in yes men like Mike Lombardi and guys like that. People also forget that you have a golden nugget, right? When you have something like that, you try to maximize as much as you can. We went 10 years without a Super Bowl, okay? Because he wouldn't give Tom Brady weapons, okay? And then what were at the very end there, what did he bring in? He bring in Judge. He brought in Patricia. Just making decisions. He outcast freaking Mac Jones. Look at Mac Jones now. Look at Thornton now. Like, I'm sorry. Yes, he was good X's and O's on the field. But to personal and other decisions off the field, he's horrible. And Wiggy, I know he was your coach and everything. I'm sorry, but I mean, the guy's a fraud. The guy can sit there. He'll be up front with you and say, do this, do that. You don't be on social media. Do your job, all this stuff. And then what does he do? Some little tail comes in front of him and goes, the guy just shrinks. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. But
I would also add just one more note here, that the Belichick component that was great as a coach was that he had competition at every position. But he had no one that challenged him. And that, in the end, is why you end up where he did. Where
so
he's got
to,
this
to
small
refresh,
band of...
The reason this is a discussion is earlier on the show, Curtis said that Bill Belichick was a fraud.
Giant fraud.
Yeah. And so, I mean, the man delivered six Lombardis here.
And I love how people go
to the region.
So did Lonnie Paxton, if you want.
Yeah, but it's not even Wiggy or Ty or guys that played for him that have his back. Like, when we talked to Boomer yesterday about it, Boomer's like, he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. I just don't know how people could call him a fraud. And then you've got guys who have actually played at the highest level, not even for him, mm-hmm. who believe that he's still the greatest.
And did he miss on certain players? Yeah, but he also gave you Gronk. He gave you Edelman. He gave you Wes Welker. The list goes on and on. He gave you Vince Wilfork. He gave you Gerard Mayo. He went out and found Malcolm Butler. He brought in Stephon Gilmore.
Jones.
Chandler Jones.
Right. Rob Ninkovich, our buddy.
Rob Ninkovich. Rodney Harrison. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of the players.
Bundle dummy.
Of the plays he brought in. Yeah, did he miss on certain guys? Everybody does that. But he brought these guys in. Did he make some bad decisions? Yeah, I don't know the Butler situation. And did it look petty? It did. But I don't really know. Believe me, when I saw Butler down at Julian Edelman's, Hall of Fame induction, there's a piece of me that says, hey, man, fill me in.
Why don't you?
Because I need to get him a little bit more cuckoo juice. Got to get him feeling good. You can't just, you got to get him feeling loose.
The truth elixir.
Yes.
Is that what you need to get? You need
and then
to,
be like, bro, there's nobody here. You know what I mean? Come on. What happened?
I would say the end of Bill not talking to the starting quarterback and not talking to the defensive coordinator.
But that's cap, though. We know it is because we talked to Billy O. And Billy O said it himself.
No, I said his defensive coordinator.
No, no, no. We're talking about, you just brought up Mac Jones.
Right.
We know that to be cap because Billy O said that he talked, Bill Belichick talked to Mac Jones. That whole stuff.
So you think Bill Belichick did everything he could to get the best out of Mac?
No,
Jones?
No, I didn't say he did. Did so he?
In what I think areas he kept him at an arm's length, but to say that he shut him out completely is fake.
Yeah, did he do Mac Jones wrong by hiring Joe Judge and Matty P as his offensive coordinator, quarterback coach? Yes, but we got to stop with the narrative of like he didn't talk to him. So yeah, he did.
Now this has become today a national story because of this New York Times piece, which
what story?
It goes into detail about the disarray.
WRAL. It's the local affiliate down in Chapel Hill where they call it an unstructured mess. There is no culture, no organization. It is a complete disaster. The author said I talked to parents, players, coaches, board of trustees in the athletic department to try and paint a picture of why Belichick has been a bust at North Carolina.
And it's complete disarray. Now, one could argue that it's a new head coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new program. It takes a while to install all of that culture and organizationally.
Yeah, I think especially in college football, it depends on the route you go. And Mike Lombardi had said it, the route that they want to go is high school kids. That's going to be very difficult to do because it's going to take you a long time to develop those kids and have a successful season. You look at teams that are good in college football, they hit the portal. They spend money and they hit the portal.
They had the ninth-ranked recruiting class in the portal this year.
Okay, and so maybe they missed on guys. You know, the biggest thing is they missed on the quarterback, the kid that they brought in from South Alabama or West Alabama. I can't remember the school. I think it's South Alabama. They missed on him, right? So if you miss on certain kids, especially at the quarterback position.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But if you watch the North Carolina games, it's not talent. Like, they just aren't even engaged.
Well, because they're not talented. They're not good enough.
But you think they're not as good as Central Florida?
Central Florida is good.
North Carolina went 6-6 last year.
Right?
Was it like the
and
third
Scott Frost is back down there as the new head coach and had
that
team.
Let me look at recruiting classes for UCF versus North Carolina.
The recruiting classes mean absolutely nothing.
What are you talking about? You're talking about bringing in talented players.
I said the portal. I don't know who they brought in. I know that they brought in the quarterback.
So you're saying it's coaching.
No, I said they brought in the quarterback from South Alabama. He hasn't worked
out
for them.
They were a top 10 recruiting class at North Carolina.
And so they missed on the talent that they brought in.
But to Curtis's point, couldn't you also say that the talent is there, but these guys aren't engaged because they're out on the coach? Because seem like what he's done, we could talk about how he treated Mac Jones. What he's done, if you believe the reports this season with these players, is not setting them up for success.
That was my biggest thing, my biggest fear for Bill. The way you coached in the NFL and the way you treated NFL players won't work at the college level. Those kids are not built for the Monday morning lowlights and you embarrassing them in the meeting in front of everybody. That was my biggest fear. How's he going to be able to coach those kids like he coached us as NFL players, knowing like this is our livelihood, where you got to be very careful on how you handle these kids.
Clemson lost by 2 touchdowns at home to Syracuse and blew North Carolina out on the road by 4 touchdowns.
North Carolina's not good.
Also, by the way, it's not just college kids. It sounded like on this show yesterday that Mike Vrabel was saying the same thing about NFL players, the way you have to coach them.
Yeah.
And you get a little indication of that, I think, when it comes to Ramondre Stevenson and the way he's handled him.
Right, and even Mike, even when you...
You could say the game has passed Bill by when it comes to his coaching style.
And you got to evolve with that game. The thing that Mike even said, and you might have asked the question, I can't remember who asked the question.
His other game is currently fire, though. I mean, the man is...
Yeah, well, he's sitting on all cylinders on that one.
He's got full game in the other spectrum there. I mean, really.
But Cialis.
But the when asked Vrabel about those guys in the locker room, like the Willie McGinnises, the Lawyer Malloys, the Rodney Harrisons, even Mike was like, I'm trying, but it's different to find those guys or have those guys kind of take on that leadership role. So when you're Bill Belichick and you're coaching in college, and you heard Ty said, oh, those Monday morning lowlights, where Bill goes in there and he starts criticizing a 19-year-old, kid's going to be in a puddle of his own tears.
That it's ridiculous speculation, but would the situation look as bad for Bill if it were not for Jordan? Like, if that was not a thing?
The biggest thing, Greg, is Tom winning a Super Bowl.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. Yes. Down here, though.
Down here, what do you mean?
In North Carolina.
I'm talking about the way he is perceived around here. If Tom had just been mediocre with the Bucs and finished his career, nothing Brett Belichick did the rest of his career, which would in any way sully his reputation.
Yeah, but even the Tom thing, Greg's right. It's the Jordan thing that
100%.
Is completely, because people are like,
it gives people a reason to suggest that he doesn't have his eye on the prize.
Exactly. Bingo.
Yeah, it's probably his sweatshirt on CBS Sunday morning.
That's why they're always talking about the distractions, the distractions, the distractions. The distractions are, and it's all about Jordan.
Yeah, they don't want her on the field. They didn't like her during preseason being out there. It's just...
They don't like that she wants to be the executive producer on Hard Knocks. Right.
Where's the Hulu doc?
It's not coming.
God, I've subscribed to everything.
If there was no Jordan... You know what we'd be saying?
Can we do a City Hall watch party for the Hulu doc on Bill?
We'd be saying, hey, give Bill some time.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of times you get judged on your partner.
Jordan is not saying give him some time. She hopes he doesn't have much time left, but whatever. That's, I mean, maybe not.
He looks healthy.
The will has been redone.
He looks very healthy. He does, yeah. All right, well, anyway, interesting read on the dismay about the dismantling of the operation down there in Chapelville.
Yep.
And so you can check that out today. We are going to get to Hill Notes coming up momentarily. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending right now?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Chiefs fall to the Jaguars. Final score 31-28 in Jacksonville. A wild pick six in this one when Devin Lloyd picked off Patrick Mahomes and returned it for 99 yards in the third quarter. This one ended with Trevor Lawrence rushing it in for the go-ahead TD, but not without a fall to start the play. Go check that out if you didn't watch last night. It's impressive by Trevor Lawrence.
It's also so weird because Chris Jones
stopped
playing.
Did you see him?
I think he thought Lawrence was just like down, and so he just stopped playing, and then they scored.
And then they asked Lawrence after, like, what were you thinking during that fight? And he's like, sheer panic.
Yeah, he's like, I was just panicked.
What?
Here at home, we have an update on Antonio Gibson. He unfortunately did suffer a season-ending torn ACL. Over to the Bruins, who announced they will be retiring Zdeno Chara's number. Number 33 will be retired on January 15th ahead of the Bees game with Seattle, and it could be over for the Yankees tonight. They have game three with the Blue Jays in the ALDS in the Bronx. New York is down two games. First pitch is at 8:08 this evening.
Couldn't happen to a better fan base, as far as I'm concerned, but we'll see what happens.
And at the 99 restaurant, $14.99 big deal meals start this week. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For big meal deals and a great time, you gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. We've got your Hill Notes coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.